91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. One of the men charged in the 2010 beating death of a 27-year-old man at Trudeau Park in Tweed is now in trouble with the police again. Police arrested 21-year-old Kadeem Francis on Tuesday in connection with an armed invasion of a Colborne Street home in Kingston that happened January 25th. Francis and two others are charged with robbery, break and enter, forcible confinement, and use of a firearm in the commission of a criminal offense. Also charged are 20-year-old Michael Kurt Ranger and 21-year-old Jesse John McNeely. Francis and Ranger are facing an additional charge of using a disguise when committing a criminal offense. Francis was one of four men charged with second-degree murder in the May 2010 beating death of Bradley Van Diepen from Mississauga. Francis's charge was later dropped to manslaughter, and he was sentenced to one day in prison plus time already served. Police are still looking for a fourth suspect they believe was involved in the robbery. Anyone with information is asked to call Kingston Police or Crime Stoppers. A blaze that destroyed an Ontario Street home in Trenton yesterday afternoon is now under investigation. The sole male occupant of the home escaped unharmed. Quinte West Fire Chief Greg King says the fire caused about $60,000 in damages. Firefighters cannot say at this point what caused the fire. Police from across Ontario have released details after rounding up suspects in a massive child pornography sweep. Detective Sergeant Frank Goldschmidt of the Ontario Provincial Police released the information at a news conference north of Toronto.
In all, 60 people have been charged with 213 offenses, and we anticipate that there will be several more charged. It is important to note that three of the accused cannot be identified under terms of the Youth Criminal Justice Act.
Police say they have not determined if the suspects were working together. Charges include sexual assault, internet child luring, possession, accessing, and making child pornography. A federal ombudsman says victims of crime deserve more information about the people who prey upon them. Sue O'Sullivan released her first report today. She says victims should have an automatic right to attend parole hearings in person or via video. O'Sullivan says victims should be kept up to date about the status of the offenders. She says right now, the information is available to victims is strictly limited.
We want to ensure that victims have a right to more information about the offender who harmed them, that they have up-to-date information to prepare their victim statements or, where necessary, to develop safety plans for an offender's pending release. We want victims to have the option of seeing what their offender looks like 20 years after 20 years in prison before he or she is released back into the community.
O'Sullivan is a former Ottawa Police Deputy Chief. Rescue efforts continue off the east coast of Papua New Guinea after a ferry sank today with more than 300 people on board. Australian authorities say at least 238 people have been rescued from the sea. Rod McGurk reports search and rescue efforts got underway shortly after the vessel sank.
This ferry has sunk around 10 miles from the main island of Papua New Guinea. There were a lot of vessels scrambled very quickly to the area to help in the search.
The cause of the accident is unknown. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls head to Kitchener tomorrow to take on the Rangers, then up to Owen Sound on Saturday to take on the Attack. The Peterborough Stars will also head to Kingston to face off against the Frontenacs. Tim Tebow says the NFL is a lot like the SEC. The Denver Broncos quarterback said Thursday he was told the NFL was going to be different than U.S. college football, but he disagrees. He played with so many NFL-bound players in high school and at Florida that every Sunday felt like facing LSU or Auburn. Tebow mania swept the country after Tebow led the Broncos on a six-game winning streak that included four straight fourth-quarter comebacks. His best play came in the wildcard round when he connected with Demaryius Thompson on an 80-yard touchdown on the first play of overtime to beat heavily favored Pittsburgh. Tebow made his comments during a taping of NBC Sports Talk Live from the Super Bowl. The interview is being shown during Thursday night's show. More on the Super Bowl. Federal officials say authorities have seized nearly $5 million worth of fake Super Bowl sportswear and merchandise in a nationwide sweep. Agents targeted stores, flea markets, and street vendors that allegedly sold counterfeit game-related sportswear. Fake jerseys, ball caps, t-shirts, jackets, and other souvenirs were among the 42,000 items confiscated in Operation Fake Sweep. Authorities put the total take at more than $4.8 million, up from $3.7 million last year. The government also is seizing more than 300 websites alleged to have illegally streamed live sporting telecasts over the internet or sold counterfeit sports merchandise. Also seized were counterfeit Major League Baseball, NBA, and NHL items worth about $1.6 million. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, clearing late this afternoon, temperature steady near minus 1. Tonight, clear with a low of minus 10. Friday, sunny, increasing cloudiness early in the afternoon with 30% chance of flurries in the evening, the high of plus 2. Saturday, sunny, the low of minus 8, and the high minus 2. Right now, it's minus 1 degree. I'm Renee Rogers with Keenan Weaver, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.